Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. With the night, he'd say you've got to
stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. Hey, welcome to Man Up with Ted Light, Perry Crimmins, and Carl Bach. Yeah, that's right, it's the fourth Thursday of the month. And we are back. The gang is back. The
boys are back. It's time for Man Up.
Man Up. And boy, is there a lot of stuff to talk about around here local.
Yeah, normally, well, first we have to talk about Carl's mustache, which has a life of its own.
It does. You know what, though? I've got it under control. Last year, it looked like, Linda said it looked like a Pomeranian was sitting on my face. And I said, it's not that bad. And I looked at it.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, well, this one, I've got it kind of like... Yeah, well, it's my rodeo stash.
It'll be ready for the rodeo, and it's groomed.
I grow that straight
it's my
down.
My rodeo stash.
Yeah, you know, if I was going to grow a rodeo stash, I'd have to start like right after last year's rodeo ended.
I've seen your attempts to grow. Yeah.
It just does not work, man. My kid has great mustache and beard. I just both of them, they can all grow what they want. I cannot grow it. I do not know why. My mom told me it was because I had so much Native American in me. So I kind of wore that as a badge of honor. If I had some Native American in me, I'd be like, that's right.
So
I was here
first.
You took
the DNA test.
Yeah. And you know what? I have none. Zero.
So you're related to Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. You ever see that movie Powder? That movie Powder about the white kid the bald white kid?
I've seen it.
Yeah, that kid's got more Native American in him than he, but I do.
Well, it was always the rumor in our family or the old wives' tale that said we were, because my mom was from Kentucky and Cherokee and all that. And then my sister did the DNA test. You don't get any more Caucasian than our family, because it all comes out of Wales and England, and it's got Norwegian in it from the Vikings that came down, and there's some German. And, I mean, you could put it all on a match top if you had a map of the world. And I said, none. And I said, but that's your DNA, right? She goes, well, it's your DNA too. And I said, no, you're adopted. And she didn't take that well.
Oh, jeez. Well, we found you.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad picked you up sometime.
Don't believe what your parents tell you about being Native American, because you know what? They just want that to be true. It's just not true.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm from Wales and Scotland and Ireland. And, you know,
Wales,
we're all,
Scotland, Ireland.
We're all the same. We're
German,
all the same mix.
I was told the same thing. P. Ridge, Crimmins, Cherokee, all that stuff. And I'm not doing the 23andMe because I don't want to be a part of another class action lawsuit.
Dude, I just didn't release it publicly. I was an army man. I do not want that out publicly. Who knows what will come of that?
Who knows where our DNA is at?
Financial will be interrupted.
Exactly right.
They are supposed to. I think after you get out, they're supposed to destroy it. Right?
Your DNA.
I don't believe that.
They keep it. Of course they do. They're the government, man. Everything's a shell game with them. So no, they got my DNA, but it doesn't matter. I've seen that 23andMe ruin a lot of families. I'll tell you that right now.
A lot of surprises.
A lot of surprises.
You get a phone. This woman I knew got a phone call from her sister. She says, "What you doing?" I'm just saying, Mammy. She said, "Sit down." She goes, "Why? We got a brother."
Yeah.
And their mom had a child and nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
And I mean, they were full sisters, but mom had a little boy and lived in Texas.
Yep.
And guess what? We all went down and visited him.
Yep.
And we were at his house, and I can't remember what part of Texas, but I was standing outside talking to him. I'm hearing automatic weapon fire. And I'm like, I said, "Where's that coming from?" "Oh, that's them across the road. They're just, it's Sunday."
Oh,
and they're lighting it up, and I'm like, I mean, it wasn't like a full-fledged firefight, but there was a lot of rounds going downrange that day.
Freedom, baby. Freedom.
And the sound of freedom.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of the Glock ban we have to talk about in a minute.
All right. So what have you been doing, Perry? Well, I know you two been out.
We've been hunting
a turkey quest.
We've been around about, that's for yeah, sure. That's we for can't say sure. It's a walkabout because we had to take an airplane to get there.
But
we shot some turkeys back east. Ted filled up a few states. And
Now you're going for the Ultra Grand
U.S. Slam.
The U.S. Slam.
Yeah, they call it a Super Slam or the U.S. Slam.
Okay, and it's every state.
Every state except for Alaska.
Alaska, who doesn't have turkeys.
Well, they do, but not enough to hunt.
So you're hunting in 49 states.
Mm-hmm.
You get a turkey out of every state, and you've got Hawaii.
We got all the tough states. The number one state in the nation that is the hardest to get is Nevada, and Perry and I both got Nevada in 21.
Are those the ones I helped you catch and take over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones in the box.
In the box that I threw them out of the back of the truck as I was driving by.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's about right. Nevada's not a turkey state. They're going to need some turkeys in a box if they want to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, right. Because there's so many guys like us who want to do the U.S. Slam, you know.
Okay.
And they just don't have enough turkeys for that.
They keep planting them. They keep trying to regulate them a little bit. But, you know, everybody wants to buy them and people want to make money.
Well, habitat.
There's no habitat. That's a problem.
Maybe up in northern Nevada, but
there's really none anywhere. It's high desert everywhere in Nevada. Yeah.
But there is some agricultural valleys that have been developed for agriculture that will hold some turkeys, but not very many.
Not many.
So they sell some tags, and then they run out of turkeys, and then they wait. They don't sell any tags, right, Perry?
Yeah.
And they run out of turkeys, and they don't sell
any
tags.
They plant some more. They hold off.
It's absolutely. But let me tell you, we were early adopters.
Yeah.
Perry is a known person at Mossy Oak and nationally, and so we were early adopters, and he got us tags.
Okay.
We both got lucky because we have lots of friends who got the same tag and did not get a bird, but we both got our birds.
And it's kind of a turd in a punch bowl right now because there's not very many auction or raffle tags or whatever the permit tags they give you. If you draw, you have to buy a landowner tag, and there's not that many.
And imagine those are expensive.
They're starting to be expensive. They weren't so bad a while ago, but now that this has become such a popular ordeal, they're getting,
there are a lot of people trying to do this Super Slam where they're getting one from each state?
A lot is, probably in the hundreds, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, hundreds of us.
Way more in the last 5 years than there was in the previous 10 years.
Okay. So, all right. So
there was there was 14 on the list that had completed it.
Yeah. I don't know how many there is now.
How many are you short right
now? Oh, I'm really short. I'm about half.
Yeah, we're both about half. So
yeah. All right.
We're
so
both about half.
You got another year or two.
We're getting there. About the time we're 70.
Hey, still got lots of time left.
Yeah. I'm a young man. I don't care. I got time. I had a great time this year.
Speak for yourself. I got to take care of myself.
Well, you're a young man. Look at you.
Yeah. I'm sure keeping it.
What hair salon do you go to?
Hair salon?
Well, I mean.
He doesn't have a barber. Don't
make
fun of him.
Lavender Haze.
There you go.
We go to Cypress Square Barber, man's last stronghold, and we're proud to say it.
That's right.
You know, and I probably should Clipper go there, too, because it's probably about $25 cheaper.
I don't know. It's 28 bucks.
Okay, then it's more expensive than my haircut.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Then my stylist.
Yeah, well, she probably has a nice soft touch, too, huh?
For your eyes, yes.
Mine beats me up a little bit. And sometimes he nicks me and says, oh, at least I know you're alive. You're bleeding. Oh.
Well, the reason he does that is because you play on his opposing team.
That is very true.
In the rollerball, and he's trying to slow you down. Rollerball or
roller hockey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what you two have been doing.
Turkeys right now.
Turkeys, yeah.
Applications all over for fall hunting. So, you got to remember all that stuff because you got to plan 21, 22 years ahead if you want to hunt in another state.
Yeah, you got to get the points. In fact, I got to get mine. Utah closes tonight at like 10 o'clock, I think.
Something like that.
So I got to get home and get my Utah in.
Well, Kevin Tedder was on today because they're having the big taxidermy thing.
Oh, wow.
May.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I've got it over there in my book. But, they're going to have it Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wow.
And I'll get the dates when we come back from the break here.
And that'll be cool. We can all go down and look at taxidermy.
We can go into my office and look at him. So.
Oh, look at his taxidermy, yeah.
Yeah. when he did that Euro mount of that board the three of us got.
That's a pretty cool mount, actually.
And I will never forget. How can we ever forget?
I won't forget.
Perry running and leaping, yelling, shoot over my head.
That's not what he said. He was,
well, there were the words.
He was laying on the ground trying to become one with the earth, from what I remember.
Well, that's true.
I knew you guys had been combat trained, so I knew how to get out of the way in order to
open your
lane of fire.
I was doing my combat thing. Shoot him again, Carl. Shoot him again, Carl.
Shoot him again. And then the other one was, you can shoot through a person.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially with the copper rounds nowadays.
Yeah. They don't have great expansion reliability.
That the California Taxidermy Association is going to be down at Fusaro Hall, and it's going to be May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The first, though, isn't open to the public. The second, which is a Friday, will be open to the public and Saturday. So,
nice. Oh, anyway. It's a contest.
What?
There's a contest going on for
they're seeing who's
real
the best.
First place, blue ribbon stuff.
Yeah. You're going to probably see some of the best mounts in the world.
Yeah, they get awarded right that stuff. Yeah, there's no question.
So,
and if you have a piece of game you need to mount, that's a good place to go because all of those taxidermists have booths there. And you can go get a card from them. If you like their work, you can ship them your animal and you can mount it up.
We talked about, if you took an elk, how do you do it? I mean, what do you send to taxidermists? We talked about that today.
Oh, yeah.
But that could be any animal. How do you send it? All that kind of stuff. But we got to take a break. Man up and we'll be right back.
Right on.
John Drew here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it! Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Back to blue.
Welcome back to Man Up with Perry Crimmins, Ted Leidy, and Carl Bott. Last Thursday, or the fourth Thursday of each month. Not the last Thursday, but the fourth Thursday of each month.
Just happens to be the last Thursday this month.
This month?
It certainly is, yeah.
Yeah, right. Sometimes we get, you know, we get five Thursdays. And, gosh, you know what? We've been showing up here together for the last 3 or 4 months.
Damn, that's a record.
This is a record because one of us is always, I mean, there's a lot of traveling going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I just saw some of these new laws that they're proposing in the Sacramento legislature. And, the one, though, that gets me is the mileage tax they want to charge, 6 to 8 cents a mile. Now,
6 to 8 cents
a mile.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fire up that electric scooter.
It's not just even that. I mean, we're already paying gas tax at the highest in the nation. And then now they're going to, you know, it hasn't passed yet, but it's been proposed. I mean, mileage tax, which is fine if you live in San Francisco you don't go anywhere, but you come up here and you drive six, you have to drive like 70 miles to Costco.
You gotta drive.
How do they monitor out of state driving? They can't drive.
How are they gonna monitor it anyway? They're not gonna put a GPS on your truck, are they?
I don't know how they're gonna do it.
They're going to want to charge us tax dollars to put something in our truck to monitor it.
Or they'll just have they'll put in another bureaucracy where you got to go in and get your odometer read at the first of every year, and at the end of every year, you got to get a certificate with the end reading, and then they'll say that's your tax.
But they're going to have to still figure out, because they can't charge you for driving on roads in Nevada and Wyoming. I just went on a 3,000-mile trip.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you they'll try.
Oh, you know they will.
Yeah, like we're heading
down. I guarantee you they'll try.
We're going down to New Mexico this year to see our kids and then coming back, you know, through the NFR and all that. I mean, I'm not in California, but maybe they don't care. It's just the mileage period. Yeah,
we'll find out, but it doesn't surprise me. Well, they're broke as hell. That's why. They don't have any money.
Yep.
Because they spend like, you know, like there's no tomorrow.
It's green crack.
Yep, they're just addicted to it. They want to give that money to who they want to give it to.
And then on top of that, you've got two refineries with 17% of the ability to, you know, to refine oil, Benicia and I think it was Union, leaving.
Yeah, Valero and Chevron.
Yeah, leaving the state, or at least shutting them down.
Yeah, well, no more revenue for the state for sure.
Oh, yeah, plus jobs and everything else. Yeah, this state's in trouble, man. I don't think they can tax their way out of it, to be honest with you.
No, because I'll tell you what. Look, In-N-Out Burger, their headquarters moved.
Oh, really?
From California.
Yeah.
Mm. So, you know, it's just kind of like you can tax it up to a point, and then you just said it yourself. You're looking at places, you're looking someplace else.
Where your dollar goes a lot further, you know?
Yeah.
And actually, it's just not, you're not giving your dollar away. It's going for something. You know, as far as that, as long as we're on California politics, is it too early to start talking about the sheriff from Riverside County being our governor?
Chad Bianco.
I mean, there's him and another fella.
Well, that guy that's a billionaire that's, and he's thrown his hat in the ring too, and he's a conservative.
Yeah.
He says California's ready to change.
Oh, there's 100% California's rate change. Yeah,
I think people have just had it.
And I would think they had it.
Yeah. Well, but unfortunately, the ones who are control the legislatures can also control, petitions. They can control, you know, the laws. They can make it. You know,
well, he just veto them. We get a conservative governor, just veto it out and send it back and say, nope, sorry.
Yeah, so say you do have a Republican governor. I think a Republican governor in this state, it can happen, but they're not going to be, and they're going to be a middle of the road, I think.
Yeah.
Mostly. But you're right, and unless they change the, you know, the makeup of the legislature, they're just going to pass some. He vetoes it, and then they override his veto because he got so many votes.
Well, I think that they'll lose some local races too.
Let's hope.
Yeah. I think they'll lose some local races.
And
too.
You know what? I know these two guys. And if it was Republicans doing this, we'd be talking about them. If the Republicans were voting in all these tax things and spending the money they were, we'd be talking about them. It's Sacramento. 100%. It's Sacramento. Whoever's running it, their heads are crazy.
They're drunk on your work. They're drunk on
your money.
Labor. Yeah, they're drunk on your labor, just like a plantation owner was drunk on your labor labor in the 1800s.
It all goes back to control, authority, and power.
Yeah. Yep, 100%. And so, you know, I mean, let's face it, those people are rich. And they didn't get rich from working it for the government. I mean, that people say that. It's almost a cliche now, but it's true.
Yeah, they got rich while working for the government.
Sure,
but
they didn't get rich from government pay.
No.
Well, Brian Daly, when he first got elected there as the assemblyman, and I talked to him probably 6 weeks after he, you know, was down there in Sacramento, and he said, this place is just crazy. He said, you know, there's only like two to four people in the assembly that have actually written paychecks to people.
Sure.
They'd never run a business. Didn't run business. They either worked for the government, for schools, they worked for people, but never ran their own businesses, and they had no concept of it.
Yeah, and they just shot down that non-lethal deterrence for mountain lions. So
for mountain lions?
Yeah, they were trying to do catch and release mountain lion because they're not afraid of people. And they shot that down.
Well, there was a good article about wolves now. And the wolves up in Siskiyou County and Modoc County. They were saying, well, it's like 19 kills in 2 years. No. It's like 60 in Siskiyou County in less than a year. And the guy that's the, you know, representing the state, you know, and, you know, seeing how the wolves are and everything, he said, no, you just don't want to see what they do because they'll run them. And then eat them alive while they're doing it. And you know, they had Mary Rickert was in there, mm-hmm. you know, from her ranch up there. And it's just like, she says, if they would just let us shoot the ones that are killing the cattle.
The others would not come around.
Yeah, because what's happening is in the wolf pack, the adult wolves are teaching the cubs to kill cattle. And cattle are a lot easier to kill than deer and elk. And other things,
right? Yeah. Probably 70% of their diet up there. They say
that's what it said, because they're checking the
scat,
the scat, and you're finding cow DNA in almost all of it. And you're going, well, what's somebody supposed to do? I mean, it cost them $2,000, $1,500, $2,000 for every cow they lose.
I mean, if the state has the money to pay them,
and if they can find it, because some of them, you know, they just disappear. Because they'll take them down, and then they'll eat them, and
then
other animals come in and clean it up. So you've got to prove that it came from a wolf, that a wolf killed it. Then
you get state money if it's available.
I guess it's a long, drawn-out process, and I guess they ran out of money for those cattle a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I got people outside waving at us.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, that's more of your tax dollars, by the way.
Which they didn't fund, you know, enough of, just like the California Fair Insurance Plan, which they don't have money to pay either.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's obviously a problem, and, you know, the wolves are an issue because, well, Perry and I were hunting turkeys a while back in Oregon. Remember that? And let me tell you, them wolves had them poor ranchers on the run.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had them on the run.
Because
they couldn't do anything about it.
Well, I've been seeing they put advertisements out for Oregon, Washington, but also in Montana, Wyoming, looking for range riders. And, you know, if you've got three horses, that's a big plus. But you're out there on the range, and what you're doing is you're tracking the wolves. You're working with the ranchers so you can move their cattle. Say you've got an area where the wolves are, you can move the cattle to other areas, but keep track of them. You've got GPS, you've got satellite phones, you've got it all, trying to be a presence out there. But in this article, they said they had a fish and wildlife guy in a truck drove the perimeter of the Prather Ranch, and they still lost two cattle that night.
Really?
Yeah, they just wait till they go by. I mean, they have no fear.
They're not dumb animals, and they, you know, just like anything else, once they find the easy road, that's the road they take every time.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, it's when they had the man eaters. The man eaters were teaching their cubs in Africa and India to kill humans because they're so easy.
Yeah.
Not it's, tasty, but it, easy.
It's how they live. They're predators, you know. They live 365 days a year. They get pretty good at it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Perry and Ted, and this is Man Up. They've been hunting. I've been
not running. Wolves though.
Not wolves because nobody can hunt wolves.
But oh, you can hunt them in Idaho. They got a line on them out there.
And up there they do. And there's other places you can hunt them. And at some point, you know, and now they've gone there because there's no enemies. They've started moving down south now.
Yeah,
they're not just up in Siskiyou and Modoc County. You've got people around here saying, well, I've seen wolves.
Lower Sierra has cattle problems now. There's a pack down there.
Yeah, that's it.
Nine packs in California.
Well, those packs weren't organic. They were planted.
They say they were organic.
No, they're not. Yeah. Them packs were
planted.
I'd heard that too, that the day they said, okay, we can have some wolves in here, and you figure two or three, all of a sudden there was like 10 to 12 that had been released out.
And of course, you know, they're not going to make it public.
Not by the government either.
Yeah.
These are.
They're not going to make it known public that they're releasing those wolves.
Well, they are dispersers.
We're too stupid to have that information.
Yeah, they are dispersers, but they don't disperse that rapidly.
No.
All right, let's take a quick one, and we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about.
What are we talking about?
Let's talk about local politics for a minute.
Sure.
I want to talk about this proposed 1 cent sales tax when we get back.
Yep.
Where the cowboys think I'm handy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771. Or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
That hits you.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up with Carl Butt, Ted Leidy, and Perry Crumans.
Perry, thanks for bringing the Baker Single Barrel.
You better believe
That's
it.
That's good, boy. That rye, you can really taste that rye in that bourbon.
Yeah, it's a new try for me, and it's a little hot, but it's dang good.
Yeah, it is good. I really like the cork.
It singed my mustache. Singed my mustache.
Hot like that mic was hot.
You got to come in here and get some, brother.
Here's another glass in there. Yep. You're old enough.
Yeah. Barely.
Okay, now, this thing just came out today. They've been talking about it. It's a 1 cent sales tax, or 1%. So it takes it from 7.5 to 8.5, or 6.5 to 7.5, whatever it is.
Seven and a quarter?
7.25 to 8.25.
Right. Now, right. Then the way I understand this is, since it's not come from the government, it comes from a proposition or proposal like this that we vote on, you only need 50% plus one. And that all of this money, or the money that's going to be raised, around $30 million, is fenced off, can only be spent on infrastructure. They're sending some to the sheriff's office, you know, to get that thing started. He wants to do with getting people into programs and all that, since we're never going to get a jail built, but it takes people off the street. Parks, recreation, and then the civic and rodeo grounds. And it's all fenced off. They can't use it for raises. Also the police department for hiring policemen, because we're short like 12 right now, and building that new fire station. It can't go anywhere else than those spots. And so I'm going to try and get one of their spokespeople on next week.
Who is proposing it?
Well, it's coming up out of a citizens committee, and including Erica Jones. Steve.
Who's Erica Jones?
Do you know her? She's married to Todd Jones, who is the president, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce here, Reading Chamber of Commerce. And Baron Browning is a member of this group, but it's a number of people. And they've got to collect 5,700 signatures. And if it gets past that, then it's going to be on a ballot. They're not sure when it would be on the ballot, but if it passes, then the money that's collected, and it comes from anybody that drives through Reading, whether it's a tourist or anybody. But the thing that I've got to really be sure of is it fenced off from going into the general fund. And I've been told by several people, the way it's written, it does not go into the general fund. It goes into a special fund, and it's going to be audited.
Who runs the special fund?
Well, the city is going to be running a special fund.
Minus
but,
one.
Well, but they can
minus
only,
one right there.
Well, they can only use it in these areas. They can't use it to say, we need to give raises to everybody. No.
Yeah, prove it.
They've already done that, and they raised my rates, too.
Yeah, prove it. Yeah.
Well,
right?
I'm just saying is, let's all keep an open mind.
Oh, I'm keeping an open mind, but everybody's going to say, and I'm just telling you what's going to be said. We've talked about this already.
Yeah.
You're going to have to prove it.
Okay.
You can't just say it. You must prove it.
And Eureka is playing 10%.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we're at one of the lowest tax rates in the state.
Well, tax
right?
is a dirty word.
You know what?
It is a dirty word. Yeah.
Dirty, dirty.
But we're short right now at least 12 officers.
I've talked to RPD. Maybe you talked to the chief, and he said they were short 12. But
I'm talking.
Saw a guy the other day, and I was visiting with him. I said, "Hey, man, you guys still short?" He goes, "No, we're not short. We're full." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Well,
but he must not have known. Big deal.
The thing is they've and nobody's being fired or let go. It's just through attrition. It was 7, then it went up to 10, and I think it's 12 now. And so what they're doing, they're taking they're reducing the number of the bike trails, the park police. They're reducing it so they can keep the numbers in the patrol up. But they're still pulling in, and they're gonna lose people like the community service officers.
So here's my question.
Okay.
I'm just throwing this out there. No, I like it. I like it, but this is a critical question.
Yeah.
If you hire 12 more officers, I know how to toe the line and give you an answer on it, right? Do you think 12 more officers is going to make a difference in the community, or is there someplace else we could put that money? That's the question.
Okay.
Because 12 officers is over $1 million. right? A year, probably about $1.5 million.
Yeah.
So if I had $1.5 million every single year, is it better to buy more Warriors, or is it better to come up with something where we can play the long game and clean up the community in a more efficient and effective manner? That's the question about that. I'd love to fill the 12 officers.
And that's a good question. You know, when we talk more officers, we talk quicker response times. But, you know, a big portion of this, the major portion, it looks like, is going to be going to infrastructure and fixing the roads.
But we pay for that already.
And they were talking to jail a couple months ago.
Yeah, but...
What happened to that?
We don't need it. We pay gas tax to county. Fix the roads.
That's absolutely true, but it's not enough to keep up.
Oh, it is. We just got to figure out how to use it more.
Our population here has been flat for a long time.
It
or declined.
And the sales tax has gone down. It's not going up.
No.
It's on a decline.
Why
and your,
is that?
And your property taxes. There's the other thing.
Well,
your property
went up.
Yeah. Well,
now they're going to try to reassess your property based on current values instead
of
when you bought it.
No, they've got to do away with Prop 13 to do that. And,
yeah.
And that is one of the things they're talking about down in Sacramento to change that.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a battle.
The problem is, as soon as you say infrastructure, you're going to get what I just said. And I already pay for that. You don't need any more money for that. We do have some problems we need to pay for, though. And guess what? If you hit them where they live, they'll say yes. But as far as they're concerned, when you're paying $1.70 a gallon in gas tax, these roads should be made out of gold.
But how much of that
stays
comes
here
back to the city? It's like your property taxes. There's only a certain percentage comes back here. Not all of it comes back. The red light camera, when you go through it and it hits you for $500, yeah, I think the city gets like 70.
The state gets the rest.
The state does, or
yes,
someone else does?
No, it'll be the state, because the city sure as heck doesn't get it. And, you know, $70 may be a little bit low, but not much.
It's not the $500.
No, nothing. Yeah. They don't get anything close to the $500. It's under $100.
Yeah.
So, see, all that money we pay in, it goes to the state, and then the state gives us back a percentage.
Yep.
The problem.
I mean, I'm a fan of the, you know, 1 cent, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the sales tax, I'm going to tell you right now. But I want it to go directly to something that is going to make a difference in a strategic plan. Hey, you know what? Hiring more cops if it's hiring more community warriors, it's going to be better for us, then I'm a believer in that. Let's pay the 1 cent, let's hire some more warriors. But if it's not the warriors we need, if it's more CERT teams, or if it's more homeless shelter beds, or if it's more 100% jail beds, I don't know why we can't pass it to build more, to get more jail beds. I don't know why we can't do that. Why can't
we
do
get
that?
More community warriors? They got to be allowed to do their job. Enforcement.
Well, that's what
know?
I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So is it not going to do us any good if they're going to do the same old thing they always did?
And I realize you two work all the time, so you can't hear this, but I will send you excerpts from when Stephanie Bridget was on.
Mm-hmm.
For the amount of felonies we have in this county, if you look at other counties that have the same number of felonies, they've got twice the number of DAs.
Well, now you
and
switch.
More.
Now
you no, this is switching. This is county. But I'm just saying, it's because when we talk about putting people in jail,
you're talking about enforcement.
And yeah, but we're
not talking about enforcement.
Not enforcement. We're talking about. Just say we had a jail tomorrow that held 1,000 people. There'd still be a log jam.
Okay. Well, so you're making my point. We're about the 12 officers. It's not the 12 officers that we need.
They're going to make a bigger log jam.
Right. They're going to make a bigger log jam. It's the leaf in the drain, so to speak, is the justice system. That's a leaf in the drain.
Absolutely.
And that includes judges, courtrooms, which got a brand new courthouse. That better not be a problem. And DA and deputy district attorneys.
And
that's what we need.
And public defenders.
We just need housing for criminals.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. So,
no,
understand. The cops. So, and I'm not even a politician nor any great thinker, but I can tell you right now, we just decided amongst us three that it wasn't the cops that we need. It's a DA's office we need.
Well, we need that fixed, but it comes down to it is response teams, because I think they had to take one of the CERT teams back. They've got two. They've still got one. because they're just losing people, and they want to keep the patrols up to where they were.
Oh, 100%.
And so you've got to pull these people out of these other ones that we had to be able to do that, because you want quicker response times.
Absolutely.
You don't want your response times going back up to 12 to 15 minutes.
Well,
but you got to have a place to accommodate.
There's the other part. Yeah.
Repercussions of there, that
this
response.
This is such a sticky mess. That, okay, we have, even if keeping the same amount of police we have, if we don't have more DAs, you're gonna, you know, they're working 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week on these cases, and they're looking down at these other counties that have got twice as many DAs, they've got, and then all the help that goes along with it, the legal secretaries, paralegals.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys and girls that are working 7 days a week in many cases, they're looking at their counterparts who are making as much, you know, the same amount of money, if not more. They're going home on weekends.
Yeah.
And they're working at, you know, they're working their 8 to 5 or 7 to 5, but they're going home. And so there lies a problem. There lies a problem. We don't have a jail, and the system is clogged up, and our tax base, our tax receipts are going down. Something's got
to
be done.
Something,
you know, our sales
give,
tax, sales
sure.
tax. Something's going to give. And so what is it?
Well, as far as infrastructure goes, as far as I'm concerned, That's the least of our worries. I say the DA is the number one, mm-hmm. and then
but that's county. That's county.
That. Oh, so it doesn't. So that sales.
This doesn't touch it. Touch
oh,
the county.
Then that's out. So that she doesn't get anything.
You know, and in fact, she put in, and the chief executive of Shasta County said, "You're not going to get any more people. The budget's not going to handle it."
And so no more jail.
Well, the jail.
That's Shasta County.
That jail is.
Out.
You know what?
Antiquated.
You know, the idea of getting a new jail. You know,
what
is that
jail,
up to now? $200 million?
Go up.
You just
start adding floors. The sky is unlimited.
Well, yeah. We could have a 46-floor jail.
It's already the tallest building, isn't it?
I'm here to tell you right now, if you left it up to me, every little small town and city in our state would have a 10-story jail in it. And until you had paid back every dime of restitution that you owe somebody that you victimized, you'd be sitting right there and going to work every day.
Yep.
Until you made that money.
The streets, the highways, the garbage, it'd all be gone.
And
that's right.
Speaking of raising money, it's time for a break.
Uh-huh.
When we come
we're
back.
We're totally into this.
I know. Well, we can continue this on the other side. If anybody out there listening, you got to, you know, Nick called in today and he was just at a high hover.
Nick Gardner.
Yeah, you know, but if you got something, you know, if you're saying.
Yeah, call in and spill the beans.
Yeah, let us know. Come on.
605-4567. Let's get you on the phone.
Yeah,
we're not opposed to debate.
If you think you can man up.
Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International 31st Annual Banquet will be Saturday, April 26th at the Wind River Events Center. Doors will open at 5 p.m. There will be games, live and silent auctions, and drawings, which will include over $35,000 in prizes for hunting, camping, and plenty of items for the ladies. We look forward to a fun evening in support of the world's largest wildlife conservation organization. To purchase tickets, go to scireading.org. That's scireading.org.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have.
to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
That.
Hey, welcome back.
Ooh,
to Man Up.
Smooth bass line.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio, we've got this guy that, you know, it's a small business here in town, but he is a hat maker and a hat restorer. So I'm bringing in my straw cowboy hat that has seen and I've worn for years, but he's got this, and plus the fact he's just a great guy. So he's going to be on tomorrow morning.
Really? Yeah. Local guy?
Yeah.
Who is he? Yeah. I need a new hat. I need a new cowboy hat.
Well, it's, I got to get his name out again. I'm sorry.
Go buy an old one. He can refurbish it for you.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's going to
pick one up off the range.
That's what I'm talking about.
My hat band. I got in a pool with it, and the hat band just disintegrated because I've had it so long. So he said, "Yeah, I can fix hat bands."
And
I
got in a pool.
Whoa,
with it.
Come on, yeah,
I'm gonna paint that picture. So yeah, here you are.
It was hot out.
Hey,
there.
Hey, not to segue, but hat bands. You just reminded me the snakes are out. The rattlesnakes are out right now.
Well, I meant the sweatband, not the hat man.
I know what you're talking about.
The sweatband just disintegrated.
But I just remembered because I had a hat with a rattlesnake band on it, you know? Yeah.
So what were you standing on that diving board with your bald eagle Speedo and your cowboy hat on? And take your thumbs and rent through that waistband and look at all them pretty girls laying on the side of that pool. And you thought, check this out, ladies.
That's a picture we can't leave.
I bet you never saw a 75-year-old man in a cowboy hat and a bald eagle Speedo jumping in a pool.
And twisted steel and
you'll
sex
never,
appeal.
And you'll never see it again because you'll close your eyes.
This was a private
combat
pool.
Marine was, right here.
It was a private pool, but it didn't make any difference. The girls came over the fence.
That's right.
So,
Pied Piper.
Hey, we got Jimmy on the line.
Jimmy, what's happening, my brother?
How's it going, Carl?
Yeah, it's Carl, Ted, and Perry. So what you got, Jimmy?
So I work with a paving crew, and we just did the California street.
Oh.
We paved that with the pipeline.
Yeah.
And when you guys are talking about, you know, the taxes we have to pay, it's really, really expensive. People don't realize how expensive it is. So we got, last night we had 10 dump trucks at $160 an hour. You got the grinder operators, you got laborers, you got the water truck guy. I mean, we're talking, you know, five grand an hour.
Oh, yeah.
To do this.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, last night we were there for 9.5 hours.
Did you guys?
And that's not including really the material, the asphalt.
Did you guys grind it and reset it? Did you grind it up to down? Did you grind up all the pavement and then repave it over the top of it?
Yeah, we did. No, we did. We dug down about 8 inches, 9.3 inches, and then what you do is you have to do lifts, what they call lifts. So you put down about 4 inches of asphalt, and then the paver puts it down, and then the rollers come and roll it and compact it, and then you got a compaction guy that has to make sure the compaction is right, and you have your city quality control guys. Yep. And then after you do the first lift, you have to go back and do a second lift to make sure all the compaction's there. And people don't really realize how expensive it is.
And here's
the other thing is, I want to say real quick, is when you see guys standing around with a shovel and you're thinking, oh, this guy's not doing anything. Well, he's probably having to wait for the trucks to go to the asphalt plant, come back, and, you know, dump the asphalt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, wait a minute. It's but there's more
$1 million
to it,
a mile.
As much as that is. That asphalt has to come in at a certain temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to be a certain type of asphalt that, you know, that they bid on. So if that asphalt's not hot enough, guess what? You got to get another load. And if it's the wrong asphalt, because I learned about this one, they found out it was the wrong asphalt, and the state guy said, fine, tear it up. And they had to tear up like a mile of asphalt because it was the wrong kind of asphalt.
Yeah, I think I heard some, and this was in 2008 or so, I think they said it was $1 million a mile to pay that. Does that sound about right?
There's Caltrans, there's highway, and then there's city. So yeah. I don't know. I'm just a water truck driver.
But Jimmy, you know, what you're saying is, like, out here, I'm looking at California Street because it's, you know, it's right here with where I'm at.
Yeah.
What are they doing there? It looks like, where are people supposed to park? Are they going to be able to use the curb, or is it going to, because there's a bike lane there.
Right, exactly. So if you're going south on the left side, you'll see that concrete strip.
Yeah.
On the west side of that concrete strip is going to be bike lanes. And the other two lanes are going to be for cars. And then they have the, next to the Shasta College and low-income housing, they have those little parking spots on the curb.
Oh, okay. So that's where they're going to put them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, can I?
Sure.
I've been wanting to call your show for a long time, but I'm always busy and something happens. Well, this is Man Up. So you talked about on your advertisement about, recipes, cooking.
Oh yeah. We
know that. So you hunters out there, I just want to throw this out there real quick. If you guys like pheasant,
yep.
I got a great glaze recipe real quick.
Okay.
So you take a can of maraschino cherries, you put them in a blender, and then you put them in a pot, a small saucepan, and you simmer it. You boil it, simmer it, and then you add red gummy bears.
Ooh,
until
ouch.
It becomes a thick consistency, and then you glaze that on your pheasant.
Whoa. Ooh. And then you throw the pheasant away and eat the glaze. Hey, Jimmy.
All right, guys. Well, hey, great show, bro.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling in. That was fun.
You know what you do, man. Jimmy's a long-time listener and a great guy.
Right
and,
on.
You know, hard-working. He's you know what? He's every man.
He's a
hard-working guy.
He mans up.
That's right. And he works hard. He goes out there every day. And you get a day's work out of Jimmy, just like you do 99% of the other people.
I'll tell you what they can do on California Street, though. Right here at Shasta in California, at the first opportunity, get rid of all that orange. Anything caution, because when people come around that turn, they freeze up, man. They don't know where to go.
Well, you know, here's the thing is when you make that left turn, is that people think for some reason the right-hand lane is going to go straight ahead, and they're making that in that left-hand lane, and then you just move right over into the right-hand lane. I've almost been hit there 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to the arrows.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. And
I'm talking right here in front of that new bike place over here.
Well, look,
they turned it into a bike lane right in front of it and parking.
The reason they're putting bike lanes in, and we all know this,
I like
is
bike
it's
lanes.
Money. Because when they brought out this, went out under Obama, but they were going to, you know, invest on the infrastructure in the states and all this, but it had to be tied to something green. So what was green? Bike lanes. That's why you see bike lanes everywhere, so they can repave everything.
Hey, it's a
but
win,
you gotta
that's for
put,
sure.
Well, I don't see any, do you ever see any bikes out there?
Yeah. I ride my scooter on.
You do, so it's
well. They
you.
Got all these scooters and all these city bikes that are parked all over, and why not promote it? You know,
well, I don't have a problem bike lanes. Every nice city I ever go to always has a lot of bike lanes.
I guarantee
you,
if they have an 8 cent road tax, those lanes, bike lanes, will be full.
Well, I tell you what, if the prices of diesel,
get that mileage tax going, those bike lanes will be 100% full.
Well, I think that's what they're doing. They're trying to force that into it. But here's the thing: is I agree with you. I mean, I'm close enough here, and I crank up the diesel, come down, and then if I have to go someplace. But if I knew that I was just going to come down here and go to work and then be finished there, I'd get an electric bike.
Sure.
Just, or, you know, just boom, come down here.
I already ordered mine.
You know, charge it up.
Charge it up at night. Drive it in.
Yeah, I charge it up on
there.
They're pretty cheap now. If you monitor TikTok, China's selling them direct to you.
Yeah. You can get one for $1,500 or $1,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
They got like, you know, 300 million
e-bikes?
Dollars worth of bikes over there that people have, you know, ordered and not paid for.
No way. Are you serious?
Oh, Absolutely.
I wonder when I'm going to get mine.
I think it's hey, 300 million bikes.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm not sure how it happened, but we've run out of time.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Nope. We've got 18 seconds. We've got to run. So everybody have a great
Is that time
evening.
To get a good cry in?
Hey, get out to the parade tomorrow night.
So many things to talk about, such a little time. And that's right. Tomorrow's the cruise.
Oh, don't forget, baby.
Yeah. Hey, everybody have a great night. And God bless America.
Yep.
Okay, we need it.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.